Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at. A fuck pilot. We do it what we love just to hear it play back. This is where the real is at.
The Young Cash from the Outlaw. Special boy Al Capone.
What's that in this bootleg? The Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is boy on the loop.
What up, y'all? This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Episode 82 of the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. I'm in this bitch. Fiend's right here with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring on my co-host, Back J. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man.
What's up, Woody?
I got to give you props, man, because you're still making music that I think people want to hear. You know, you're not switching up. You're not going with these trends or these fads. And I definitely damn sure ain't seen you walking around in a woman's work suit with a purse.
No, man. That ain't my thing, you know what I mean? I'm married to make music. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be here. You know what I'm saying? I make all types of music, world music, hood music. You know what I'm saying? Good music. You know what I'm saying? I make badass music. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here still, number one in this business regardless. A lot of motherfuckers ain't here, you feel me?
You did a collaboration album, you know what I'm saying, the Headbusters with DJ Paul and Juicy J, and we just had the Mafia 6 on the other day. I just want to get your thoughts, man. What do you think about them dudes getting back together after all these years?
I mean, that's what's up. You know, they got a brand and fans. You know what I'm saying? Some place so people want to hear that and see that. So that's what's up for them.
Yeah. Do you ever think
yeah,
something
that's
like
one
that
of the coldest
happen?
Albums.
Yeah, yeah. The Headbusters definitely a timeless classic. But do you ever think something like that would happen with the No Limit Catch? You know what I'm saying? The Servon and you and, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of the other guys?
I don't know. I really can't speak on it. I mean, I'm about my money. And I'm about my brand. My brand is relevant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I work with all the people. I have camaraderie and great relationships, you know what I'm saying? But No Limit was them, you know what I'm saying? The thing on him right now is all about FE, you know what I'm saying? Street Customs Management, you know what I mean? That's where I'm at right now, today and tomorrow.
Yeah. And I checked out your website. You got tons of music on the website. What's your website again?
FiendDigital.com. FiendDigital.com, FiendDigital.
And I recommend everybody go out and download the Little Ghetto Boy album. That shit's phenomenal. What's the next project that you're working on?
I'm working on a few joints. I got TGIF, Thank God is Fiend. You know what I'm saying? Then I got another joint coming out called Resurrection of a Fiend. You know what I mean? So, you know, good tunes, man. Good tunes coming. You know, street music, get you through something music, you know what I mean? You know, I'm the same old cat, man. I don't age like nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm still at it, you know what I mean? Still, you know what I mean? If Muhammad Ali was right now in his motherfucking prime, you'd be getting it right here with these lyrics, you feel me?
Yeah. If you look around now, you got P going around doing shows and doing different venues and putting out music. Has he reached out to you at all to do any music?
I wouldn't even know. I haven't talked to that cast since 1999. I'm all about FE. FE, Customs Management. I'm working with what exists and what the kids are into, you know, my own brand. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was then, this is now, you know?
So, okay, I get you. Yeah, damn, I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know y'all ain't talked that long. But I know you keep in touch with motherfuckers like Mr. Servon and stuff like that.
It's not like that. It's just like somebody move out of town, you know, sometimes it's just out of sight, out of mind. you know.
Yeah.
The dude, you know, this dude is out somewhere still talking negative about me, you know what I'm saying? I haven't put one piece of air out in the public negative about this man. You know what I'm saying? And he keep my name in his mouth on something negative. I find that to be strange. You know what I'm saying? To know that, you know, we all ready to move forward about our business, about our lives. You know what I'm saying? You know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say we need to get C-Murder, Corey Miller back on the streets. We need to get back on the streets. That's what my heart is. You know what I'm saying? When you ask me about No Limit, that's the first thing I think about. I don't think about music. I don't think about touring. I think about Corey Miller being incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, for something that he didn't do.
Hello.
I think about McKenna Phipps, Mac Adon being incarcerated for something that he didn't do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on TV every day. I'm not all on the newspapers. I'm not on all these, you know, all over the radio every day because of my beliefs, you know what I'm saying, because of how I am, because of how real I am. I'm not scared of nothing. You feel me?
Yeah.
I speak my mind. You feel me? I'm underground for a reason, by choice. You know what I'm saying? You know, if I had the voice to be on TV every day, that's what all what you would hear from me. You don't hear nobody saying that unless it's something they could sell a record on. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, I was about to ask you about your
Rough Rider days and shit. You was linked with the Rough Riders at one point in time too. Was you just
all
with them
day.
Guys writing rhymes for them, or was you actually going?
That's my brothers, man. I was signed to Rough Riders for 4 years. I lived in Manhattan and Yonkers, New York for 4 years. Y Dean, D Dean, you know what I'm saying? Siobhan Dean, you know what I'm saying? The Deans, these are my family. I was signed to them making music. We just never had the opportunity to put out a theme album on Rough Rider because we had a tragedy that happened to one of the brothers.
Yeah.
And it was more on family recovering more than just trying to act like that person wasn't that much of a valuable piece in the recording process. So we just chose to opt out for him to heal. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was.
Yeah, that's real shit. Yeah. That's real shit. But let me ask you this. You've been in the game. I had your first album from Big Boy Records. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've been in the game for a while. What's the secret to your longevity?
Don't be a bitch-ass nigga. You know what
I'm saying? Just keep it.
Don't be a bitch-ass nigga, bro. You know, people get being real misconstrued with getting yourself messed up. You know what I'm saying? It, being real is saying, you know what? Hey, I got a boogie in my nose. Oh, good thing. Thank you, homie. I didn't see it. Before I went in front of these people, I appreciate that's being real. It's not about how many bodies on your belt, murder it all. It's not even about all that. It's just about being a real individual. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I'm not frustrated or bothered by the phoniness in this business. It comes with entertainment. You know, think about it. Entertainment, most people are active. So that's what you can expect from them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of rappers, you know what I'm saying, being murdered, being treated bad because some of them are trying to entertain and they're being belittled because you got people expecting these dudes to have motherfucking capes underneath they fucking tank tops and shit. You know what I'm saying? These dudes are human too. You know, I'm tired of hearing dudes get on the mic, yeah, man, I ain't like none of these rappers. But nigga, you rhyming. What the fuck that make you?
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
Man? Like, that shit's lame, dog. I'm so tired of cats belittling each other. Why do we keep belittling each other to do a craft that we all plan on doing? You know what I'm saying? What's the purpose? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be serious, dog. I want all that to stop. Stop getting
one thing I can't understand is, like, how the new generation guys, when they come out, you know, and every other genre of music, when the new guys come out and they blow up, they always pay homage to the guys that was in front of them. I'm just wondering why none of the new guys that come out now can't wait for a chance to do a song with Fiend. See, I grew up listening to a lot of y'all. I told Serv on the same thing. If I had got a deal and they said, hey, this is the money you need, go out here and get your features, I'm jumping at the chance to try to do songs with Spice One or Fiend or Serv on or MCA, you know, the motherfuckers that made me want to do this shit. I don't understand why they don't pay homage to y'all. Is it a fact that maybe they scared of y'all or something?
Nah, I'm gonna tell you, I done let that mystery go. You know what I'm saying? We gonna let this mystery go. This is like a untalked about convo to have in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, was they scared or not? They're not necessarily scared. Some motherfuckers is just hustling and don't have no idea of who a nigga is. Yeah. They don't know who he is, you know what I'm saying? Think about this here, man. 1999, 98, motherfuckers is like, what, 13 years old, 14, 15 years old, man. He's, you know what I'm saying? So picture, like, it ain't their fault. Some motherfuckers is hustling, getting in the game, they just lucked up, got him a song on their own. So we can't expect a motherfucker that got no respect, that don't know about the forefathers, the people that did the legwork behind, before them, to really come with that. Now, for those who do, such as a Kendrick Lamar, you're going to get an MCA feature on his fucking album. You feel me? Like, you know, for people that are mindful about this, you're going to get that. I think that from now on, we have to call business business and artistry artistry. You know what I'm saying? If you're a fan of this person, because his artistry is intact, we need to commend that, and we need to figure out a way to nurture that. So this person ain't got to go over here and sell out and sell himself short. If, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to sell out, you cash out to be able to take care of your family or whatever. Some of these cats that's selling out ain't got nothing to take home. Ain't got number scraps, you know what I'm saying, to take home. So that's where I'm at with that. Some of these dudes do not know the history before them, and they don't care because they feel like, bitch, I'm on. Nigga, I walked in the studio, I wasn't even rapping. You know what I'm saying? I just went to fucking mumbling some shit. The fucking producer told me, man, go and sit there on the mic. Next thing you know, nigga, I'm on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So ain't, there is no history behind, you know, oh, yeah, homie, I used to listen to N.W.A., I used to listen to, you know, Ice-T, I used to listen to Big Daddy Kane. You know, it's not, it's none of that shit going on. It wasn't cats, it's sitting there talking about, I used to listen to No Limit. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have no promise to pay. They're more like, man, I'm hustling. I don't give a fuck. So you got that confused with people that take this as an art form and to know that this is not only a lifestyle, but this is something that's handed down, tradition handed down, generation to generation. You know what I'm saying? So therefore, they fire you going to last a year, 2 years, and they out this bitch. But you got a motherfucker like me, been here 18 years, 20, whatever the fuck that do. You know what I'm saying? Still looking like a motherfucking handsome motherfucking G as I should be. You know what I'm saying? Blocking, doing shows. Bitches on my dick, making records, producing hits, able to smash on these bitch-ass, fake-ass motherfuckers trying to do this shit every rip. You know what I'm saying? This is my century. Y'all getting the first whiff of this shit this year. You know what I'm saying? They got men like my kind that's about to surface to the top and take over this shit and treat it accordingly like it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely need of a takeover.
Real shit. You got people on top that don't care whether you eat, whether that one eats. You know what I'm saying? That's why when they get to where they at, they lost. They ain't got no more hits. They fishing around. They dressing weird and shit. You're trying to figure out, man, what the fuck wrong with my man? What's wrong with him? Because he was never G'd up from the fucking beginning. He never knew what he was doing. He lucked up. You know what I'm saying? He lucked up. You know what I'm saying? You got a motherfucking nigga like me built like 300 that was made for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we at right now. Ain't nobody like, just like me. You know what I'm saying? I got to teach this shit to little niggas. You know what I'm saying? I got to teach it to them, bro. Because their dad is in jail and their uncles are dead. You feel me? So I got to teach them that shit. When you say you
reprogram their mind.
Man, I'm keeping it funky with you. When you say you was listening to No Limit, when you was listening to Master P, Servon, C Murder, Fiend, Mac, Near X, Mystical, you know what I'm saying? You had an uncle. You had a big brother. You had a big cousin that could ride in the car with you. You could throw a song on and be like, man, that's my dude. You, I mean, I could have messed up. But when my homie just told me right here, I know not to fuck up like that. You feel me? You don't have that no more. Everybody falling. Nobody ain't doing bad. Everybody got bitches. Everybody got money. Everybody love me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that generation. Hip-hop is for poor. Rap music is for motherfuckers rich. Niggas, everybody rich. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we at in 2013. I'm not about to sugarcoat nothing. Rap music is for everybody got money. Hip-hop is for backpackers. People that still concerned about the economy. People that still concerned about what's going on in the community. You know what I'm saying? So that's what
substance.
We at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I was about to say, y'all made a lot of timeless music because I'm in St. Louis. They still play that Walk It Like You Talking on the radio.
They
gonna do
it.
When they turn off that swagger shit, that's one of the songs that hit. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers were feeling that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Some of the DJs,
they still feel that shit, you know?
It comes from the heart, man. That's a time and moment that you embraced in your life, that take you to a time and moment in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was about to say that too.
Right. Yep. It takes you to a time and place of what happened to you. You feel me? Like, that's what happened to hip hop. Hip hop right now, the rap shit is just being watered down. You know what I mean? This is America, so it's a business. No one is looking out for nobody but themselves. You know what I'm saying? I salute companies like Maybach Music Group. I salute companies like Rock Nation. I salute, you know, companies like TVE. You know what I'm saying? I salute these type of companies. I salute companies like Jetlight Street Customs Management. You know, people that are making sure, reaching back, you know what I'm saying, saying, hey, homie, if, you know, we do it like this here, yeah, I think we can do, you know, we can make our mark, not only in this business, but we can make our mark in this world. I salute people like that, man. You know, it takes somebody to say, you know what, man, I can't be rhyming all my life. I can't be producing all my life. I can't be a radio host all my life. Then to go ahead and teach somebody something, you know what I'm saying, you know, get a game to him, you feel me, or to her, to make sure they can take this on, carry this torch on for some more years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But at the same time, man, with y'all having the longevity that y'all having, y'all showing some of these cats that you can do this for until you retire. You know what I'm saying? You got 20-plus years, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and you didn't have to change your style up and none of your shit to do it. You didn't have to, you know what I'm saying, bow down to these corporate motherfuckers to get on, because you still underground. Like you said, as long as you got the underground, I always say the real hip-hop right now live in the underground, because the shit that's on the radio, it's just a whole bunch of shit watered down to sound like the next shit, just to keep certain motherfuckers listening and buying. You know, motherfuckers ain't really trying to buy these albums, physical copies, and all that shit, but they download and shit.
Well,
but when y'all come out with the hard shit, man, niggas gonna get it.
I want to play the little Ghetto Boy anthem.
Run that, man. Run it. Run it.
Yeah, we'll be right back with you. But since you mentioned Maybach Music Group, you know what I'm saying, I definitely got to give props to the real Rick Ross. Shout out to our homie Freeway Ricky Ross. He's always on the show. Here he is.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't turn that down. Only support the real.
Twist it up. At hand. Make your words room. It's do I want the band? Do I want the jazz? Either way it go, I'ma make a man.
Tell him.
Do I want the band?
Yes.
Do I want the jazz?
This is your problem.
Either way it go. Low mileage roaster, headlights alone make you think you need a chauffeur. 500 horses in that motor, vocalist version of Humphrey Bogart. Assign young actress roles and they want a no part. Lifestyle a mask and click on heels to come back. Show the wonderful waterfall, she like you done that. Can't touch the star from right here where I'm standing. Professor of her pressure point, just imagine handle it. Time passed, caught her when the candles lit. I don't own her body, but she's under my management. Turn her false to falsettos, heart won't let her let go. Scoops from your daughter's brush, classic like a retro. Anybody continent, cool get compliments. Refined with a wealthy confidence. Tuck your dreams close, know that pain comes short. Thank God I grew up in the ghetto.
Life's so long, it's only right that you're strong. There's a ghetto boy. There was a life with no home, it wasn't far from the throne. There's a ghetto boy.
Studied life as a major, minded in the paper. Learned that you're viewed by exactly what you wager. Survivor, soldier, sister stroller. Born in Holland Grove, a block away from the lawyer. Missed by gunfire, no faith make one tie. Letting the gunfire will make one admire. Welcome to my little block, man. Also known as the city cap of God, man. Swayed on the dash for the days on my last. I've lived two lives and hoping they won't clash. Being a rich man is clear as a bone glass. Where I'm from, life will be short as the song lasts. High hustle, street talk that. Half fights and a false back.
Took your dream low, know the thing. Bring joy from Jones, just for you in the ghetto. You've been life so long, it's only right that you show. There's a ghetto boy. There's nights with no home.
primordial monstrosities that lurk beneath the surface of the mind.
What's up with it? It's your boy Emo, and I just wanted to take this time to tell you about my new mixtape available for download Saturday, April 20th at 4:20 p.m. No Filters, Mixtape Volume 7, the final free mixtape featuring the first single and video, Loved Again, now on YouTube.com/Emo3000. Yeah, in the world so cold, don't nobody give a fuck. It's getting so hard just to try to make a buck. Also featuring hits like Pay Up, featuring Lace, Lino, and Mo Better. Cause all they do is push the madness. Got you watching TV, wishing that you had this. Focus on the real, that's the only way to see the top.
Anything else?
I had your mama pick your cemetery plot out. My next smoke out anthem, blow.
One day I'm gonna die, I know it.
Yeah.
All I ever do is roll a weed up and blow it.
I'm blowing, someday we all die, you know it.
So all you gotta do is roll a weed up.
All you gotta do is blow it.
I'm blowing down.
Also featuring songs like I Need It.
Every day I try to make a couple meal, cause
I need it.
Yeah, yeah. And every day I speak that shit that you can feel,
cause I need it.
Yeah.
And my second single and video, also dropping on 420 someday, dedicated to the homie Matthew Molnar.
I feel the pain every time I pick the mic up. Cause when I think about it, the government don't like us. Never had love from the gate, they plan to wipe us. Original man, same color, look just like us. Hiding all the game.
For more information, log on to UGSforLife.com or datpiff.com/emo3000. That's EMOE 3000. No Filters, Volume 7, all original beats, featuring over 20 artists and over 20 songs of music that you can enjoy, I guarantee. Yours free on 420 at 420. Smoke out.
With the music up, 20-inch rims with candy paint is what confuses us. All they do is use up, open up your third.
Yeah, if you ain't got that shit now, go right now to UGSforLife.com, right on the front page of our website, Emo No Filters Mixtape Volume 7. Like the man said, it's all original music. He should be charging you $15.99, but it's free. Get that shit. Bring my co-host, Mac J, back on. And we got the legendary artist from New Orleans, Fiend. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
he's back
imagine.
In the building. If you want, hit the line, 714-409-0548. Man, Fiend, it's been a hell of a honor to have you on the show, man. Been listening to music, like I said, since Won't Be Denied. I always wanted to ask you about that album cover. That was just a crazy cover. You were in the middle of a crack pipe, and the skeleton was coming up out of it or whatnot. Was that your concept for that cover?
Believe it or not, that was me and the label. You know what I'm saying? That was me and the label, and it was dope as hell, man, especially Jim. You know what I'm saying? Like, playing off of my name and shit. Shout out to Big Boy Records for that, man. That was a real good look. You know what I'm saying? And you know what's real, too? The production didn't really match really what we was really, really heading for the heart, I mean, to say that with that project. But, you know what I'm saying, things worked like it worked, you know what I'm saying? And it did do a little something to, you know, be one more brick laid down for me to come through, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I mean, legends came out of there. I mean, of course, yourself, Mystical, you know, several other artists came out of there. What was it like for you at that time, pre-No Limit, you know what I'm saying? Because you guys were blowing up before No Limit. I mean, you were selling
yeah,
hella units in New Orleans.
At home. I was already a star at home, period.
Yeah.
I mean, I was already getting paid for shows, selling records. I was already a star at home. This was kind of already laid down, happening, you know what I'm saying, existing, pulling up the limos, getting chewed off in the back of the limo. This thing gone down, you know what I'm saying? What happened was, you know what I'm saying, we just ended up linking up through a mutual brother, KLC, and Mia X, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it was on some like, you know, I think you could do good over here. And I was like, you know, it's well worth taking a chance, you know what I'm saying? We took a chance and we made great music. We made great times together. Unfortunately, this thing just didn't work out, man. All of those labels, you know, Big Boy Records, No Limit Records, you know, just things just don't work out, whether it was money, whether it was, you know, not seeing eye to eye or whatever. Things just don't work out, man. You know, I don't know if it's a problem with the rappers being CEOs or the CEOs being rappers sometimes. But at the end of the day, you know, you pay your horses, they'll run. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, who to say, man? You know, I want to go on a record, bro. I never bashed Master P a day in my life in an interview.
Yeah, I noticed that. You said earlier that he had bashed you. What the hell is that about?
I heard some interviews. I don't know, man. I'm going to keep it short on it. I just heard something, and I just thought it was just, you know, who's the thing? You know what I'm saying? I just think that is somebody asking something, maybe push the button or something, you know what I mean, or whatever. But I never did nothing to the man. I never sued him for rightful payment for things that I had worked for or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I still, from time to time, get a little negativity. You know what I'm saying? There's never too much that really catches no wave. You know, and who to say, if anybody even give a fuck? You know what I'm saying? To keep it 1,000% real with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kids, like I said, they're kids. They're not aware of me, him, them, everybody as much as, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm touring right now with a cat by the name of Currency. So I'm a little bit more relevant on some things on the internet and more modern society of hip hop and what's going on. But I don't know, man. My bigger message for what I'm saying is we need to stop. You know what I'm saying? You don't see all this childishness in country music. You know what I'm saying? You don't see this type of childishness in other genres. And I think that honestly, it needs to stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just needs to stop, to keep it real with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, there's one me, there's one you. I guarantee you, you know what I'm saying? If they're not feeling me on this city, you know, they got 7 billion people more on this planet that I could try with. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it works for anybody. I think that we just need to stop belittling each other, bro, as just men in this business. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going to get nowhere. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to get nothing out of it, bro. It ain't making no money. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't see, you know, what's the problem, bro.
I commend you, because like you said, you know, you never said nothing about P or whatever, and he might have said some stuff about you. When people say something about me, I don't have the restraint that you have. I automatically say, go fuck your mother, you know. I put him
you
on
know
my
what?
Head,
I
try
totally
not to, but I can't help myself, you know what I mean? How do you keep yourself from not just blowing up? And you know what I'm saying, just responding that when people say something about you.
I'm going to say this here. One thing, I mean, I'm from the streets, you feel me? So what I mean by that is saying that you have to be careful what you do and what you say. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how big and bad you are, somebody loves somebody that you hate somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you heard me. Somebody loves somebody that you hate somewhere, and they got somebody that hate that may hate you, but that love somebody else that may love you that'll do anything for you. You feel me? So I'm the type of person, I feel like, man, words and things like that is oblivious. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, like men, you talk to each other, because all you have between each other, if you can't talk direct, you get pollution. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just dirt. You know what I'm saying? So by the time y'all see each other, you may feel like this, feel like that. I can't speak on everybody. I just get tired of seeing it, bro. You know, all the bickering and nonsense in the music business. I see cats be having it out at this award show, that award show.
Yeah.
I don't know everybody's business, but I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you, man. When you seeing Garth Brooks have it out with your boy Dunn.
Willie Nelson beating up Waylon Jennings,
I'm just trying to keep it real, like, man, like, you know, this shit needs to cease, homie. It ain't making no money, then it ain't making no real moves. It just needs to cease, man.
Not to cut you off, but wouldn't it be a trip if like Willie Nelson went up to, you know what I'm saying, Merle Haggard or some motherfucker like that and just said this?
Do you suck dick?
That's crazy. You stupid.
Yeah,
Somebody like Zach Brown.
Rap music is like that, and it kind of always has been, you know. But be back in the day, it was lyrical, you know. If somebody talked about Run DMC or whatever, they would make a rap about them, or you know. But there was never no serious confrontations. Nowadays, it's I don't know, man.
Look what happened to the little homie, little Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Meek Mill's artist was murdered the other day. It's just getting pathetic, man. And you feel me? And I'm just telling you from a man that got partner that's in jail forever. I'm telling you from a man that have been to more funerals than graduations. You know what I'm saying? Like, keeping it real, man, I've been in the business as a child, bro. I'm not old as, you know what I'm saying, some people. I've been in the business as a child, so I mature way faster. All I'm just trying to say is, man, get you some money, man. You know, get your mom a house or something, bro. Start your business somewhere and stop worrying about another man's backyard unless you can help.
Yeah, definitely. You know, well, some of us choose to take the higher road, and I try, you know, but with me, you know, I've been a journalist about 15 years. I've helped a lot of people, and when I help somebody and they turn around and you know, spill some dirt on my name or stab me in the back, at first I try to show constraint, but then sometimes it's just like, you know, fuck you. You know, I want blood. I could taste it. But then again, at the same token, like you said, people are dying every day. Look at Chicago. More murders last year in the city of Chicago than the whole fucking country, the warring country of Afghanistan. And that's one city versus one country.
Now, who's making money off of that? Who's making money off that other than the funeral home?
Well, you know, we're over there for other things too.
Like,
oil, lithium,
like, man,
opium,
man.
You know, heroin.
This shit is senseless, homie. This shit is senseless, dog. Like, listen to me. We need to stop adopting names of the worst and celebrating how we the worst, you know. We commend more dudes coming out of jail than a motherfucker graduating a summa cum laude in college somewhere, bro. That shit need to cease, bro. That shit need to cease, homie. Like, it need to cease. I mean, like, I'm happy if the homie can come home, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be more happy if I can get him a job, assist him if I'm able to do something like that. But what about the dude that's graduating that had to be oblivious to the bullshit to get to where he's from? Nobody celebrates that cat, bro. Nobody celebrates that chick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep it real. And I can't say the world because I'm a firm believer. I'm going to help mine and let God help the rest. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm just trying to keep it funky with you.
Let me ask you this. Let's go in a totally different direction. So, I mean, you know, because people, I mean, there's several forms of genocide. There's financial genocide. There's obviously, you know what I'm saying, gun violence genocide.
Chemical genocide.
There's also chemical genocide where, you know, they're putting chemicals in the foods and people are getting cancer in record numbers and no one's really doing anything about it. What do you feel about that type of genocide?
I feel that you're going to have to learn to fucking grow shit yourself. You have to learn to figure out what you like to eat. You have to do your research because it's a big business, man. America's a business, you know. America's a business, you know, and people
AmeriCorp.
Out for self. It's just a business, bro. You know what I mean? We could get into a whole another discussion on some shit, but it's a big business. So what you going to do? You here. So you got to determine what you going to do for your household, the people that you care about. You got to make up your mind what you going to do. You know, stop getting all these hormone and juiced up ass chicken, getting these little girls having breasts at the age of 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? Stop doing shit that's making these little boys think their testosterone's out the roof, making them thinking they're more man than what they are. You know what I'm saying? We gotta, you know, it just start at home. You know what I mean? You gotta take care.
We gotta
talk to children, man.
We gotta stay on your research game. Yeah. That's some of the realest shit any of the guests I've ever had have ever said, because you're right. You got to educate your children, and you got to educate yourself in order to protect them from what's going on. Because you're right. Everything is about the dollar. It's all about the fucking dollar. Your life, life, that doesn't matter to none of these motherfuckers up at the top. You know?
I'm going to tell you, this would have boiled down to, you lame as fuck if you know better and you don't do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
That you don't take no rocket science, bro. You lame as fuck if you know better and you don't do better, bro. You know what I mean? That's all it boils down to, homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to go get into some trouble, you go piss the wrong person off, you'll see what that do. When you know better, you do better. And I ain't telling you not to party. I ain't telling you not to, you know, you knock yourself out, do what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Just don't bring no bullshit to my front door, and I won't bring no bullshit to yours. We can party, we can do, you know, we can hang out, you know what I'm saying? We can go do the damn thing, you feel me? You know what I mean? We can light up, you hear me? You know what I'm saying? We can burn it down in this bitch. I'm just trying to tell you it ain't what you do, it's how you do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real fucking shit, man. I want to ask you about Soldier Slim. know what I'm saying? You were, you worked with him, on several occasions. What could you say about Soldier Slim?
Slim was a real cat. He was about his money. You know what I'm saying? He another one ain't hold his tongue. And you know what I'm saying? And I just, that, you know, the outcome of his life is just, you know, it's just reciprocates of a man that don't hold his tongue, you know what I'm saying? And whatever the case may be, we lost a dope MC and we lost a young brother to violence, you know what I'm saying? That nobody is about to benefit from it, you know what I'm saying? You left a mother mourning and you left fans mourning over whatever the case may be. I don't even know the details of all of the business of that. I just know that, you know, one day I'm talking to him, recording to him, and then the next day the man was murdered. You know what I'm saying? This shit is just getting senseless, man. You know, get me wrong, you know, I don't know how Slim was living on, you know, that level. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying everybody angels. I'm just saying, like, man, this shit is just getting senseless, bro. It's just getting, yeah. It keep getting most stupid, bro. This shit is sad, bro. You know, the dude DD out there from Memphis was, that's within Future in them camp, was murdered in Atlanta, bro, on the fucking highway in broad daylight, dog. You know what I'm saying? You had motherfucking Dollar murdered in L.A. in a motherfucking, in a mall, bro. You had, what's his dude name, man?
Mac Dre murdered on the freeway.
Mac
in
Dre.
City.
Come on, dog. Lil Fat from Trill Entertainment, bro. Murdered, dog. Like, this shit is just, is out of hand, homie. It's out of hand, homie. We wasn't getting all this when Ice Cube was serving these raps to us, bruh. We wasn't getting all this shit when, you know, when Tupac, Biggie, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't getting that. That's why people love the 90s era of rap or hip-hop, because it just wasn't about...
I feel
that's
the golden
era. Man, that was the era when you got it. You got Biggie, Pac, you got Wu-Tang. You know, you got so much shit. You got such a variety, man. Cats forget that we're supposed to have a variety. If you got a variety of bitches in your phone that you can call, how the fuck you gonna knock the world? How the fuck you gonna knock the world for one of a variety of rap? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We need to stop. That's what I'm trying to say, bro. You lame when you know better and you don't fucking do better. I think it's just stupid. You're stupid. We're gonna knock him because he's making this type. Man, let him make that fuck shit if he won't make that fuck shit, man. He's staying out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? Let them go do that shit. Go do that shit over there. You know,
we know
you
where
want
to find the music we want to find. Not to cut you off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let them do their thing over there. But I liked it back in the day when, okay, you had, you know what I'm saying, if you wanted some chant music, you went to Luke. If you wanted the booty music, you went to 2 Live Crew. If you wanted the gangster shit, you went, you know what I'm saying, down south or to the west. And if you wanted that fruity shit, you went to PM Dawn or some fucked up shit. But now it's just saturated. But hey, I got a caller on that note. I got a surprise caller for you, man. You might not know this man, but you know his kin. How you doing, bro?
What's up, baby?
Man,
what's up? What's up, fam, baby?
What up?
This show is similar color, man. This is the Illuminati. I don't know if you heard him or you heard him.
What's
I
going on with you?
I'm cool.
What's
I'm
going
cool.
on with you? Sure.
Yeah, man, you know, it's good to hear from you, bro. That's what I'm saying.
What's going on?
You know, yeah. I've been talking to home with the Serve on the KL, you know. I was trying to get this rap shit off the ground, you know. I got a lot of people, you know, liking the nigga and shit, you feel what I'm saying? You heard me, God blessing me. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I still got haters on the side, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's people thinking I'm trying to be like Slim. And you know, that ain't the fact, you feel what I'm saying? I might look like my cousin. You know what I'm saying? I might look like my cousin, sound like my cousin, but if you look at his mama and you look at my mama, then you're going to realize why the fuck we look alike. You feel what I'm saying? And why we sound alike. He died, you feel what I'm saying, fiend? This nigga died, you heard me, that heard of me, you feel what I'm saying? But, you know, I got that motivation, like, man, I'm going to pick up where he left off, man. I'm going to keep doing it how the nigga fuck. I think he looking down on me, smiling, you feel what I'm saying? You hear me? Fuck.
Slim was good people, bro. Slim was good people. I fuck with Hound. I fuck with y'all people. You know, I got nothing but respect for Miss Linda, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm always seeing his little sister at Jet Lounge. You know what I mean? Like, it's real. I'm where I'm at right now, hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm so grateful to still want to do it, but I feel so sad for the future of knowing that the next biggest rap artist got to get shot more times than 50 for a motherfucker in the world to want to accept their talent. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking pissed off by how stupid, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers have just become, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, it's just genocide, dog. This shit is just stupid, dog. This shit is sad, sickening, dog. This shit got me sick to my fucking stomach right now, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's what the fuck, homie? Who the fuck you got to lose in your household for you to realize this shit is lame, dog? You know what I'm saying? Nigga, we lost Biggie and fucking Tupac, Soulja Slim, Easy. I'm talking about, I could go on for just days, dog.
Yeah.
MC Dick, you know, dudes, dog, for what, dog? We used to look up at our local MC just like that was a local deal on the block, homie. We used to love
those
rhymes, man. Come on, man. Ghetto Boys, get us through our times, get us through high school, middle school. You know what I'm saying? Get us through college, whatever you're doing. Now you want shit on the rapper. You want to shit on the rapper. You want, oh, man, I ain't nothing like these rappers and all this stupid-ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, nigga got the game fucked up, man. Let's stop letting the weak motherfuckers in the business and let's promote and pick up the ones that's doing it, man. That's what got us more pissed off, dog. You know what I'm saying? I got love for Beans. I got love for Jeezy. Dog, this is me talking to the world right now, dog. Can we please stop belittling each other on some bullshit, dog? Find another word, bro, other than nigga. Get your fucking vocabulary up, dog. Find another word to rap. Just find something else to fucking talk about. Get you a passport and get the fuck out the country. Go see some shit and then come talk to me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd have been all over the world, dog. Snoop, and I'd have been all over the country as a little dude to know that, homie. It could happen anywhere. It's a ghetto all over the motherfucking world, homie. You know what I'm saying? I talk to people from London, France, Australia, China, Japan on a daily fucking basis. And you know what? They don't know about half the motherfuckers that be deceased on some stupid shit over here. You know what I'm saying? That shit is lame, dog. That shit is lame, dog. I'm so fucking tired of a fucking Free This Person t-shirt. I'm so fucking tired of a R.I.P. t-shirt, dog. I'm fucking sick, bro. I'm fucking sick right now, dog. I'm tired of that shit, dog. If you want to listen to some dope music, bro, make it. You want change, make the change, dog.
Make
the change, bro. Make the change, dog. And I ain't on no sap shit, man. I ain't on no sap shit, homie. I ain't on no, you know what I'm saying, man? I'm just keeping it funky with you in the hood, homie. You know what I'm saying? You want to know why the police be hot? You don't want to know why the police be hot? The police be hot because stupid motherfuckers be murdering niggas. Making the tourism hot for the fucking city. You making my money bad. That's what the mayor's saying. That's what the governor's saying. The governor like, look, you can go pop your pills over there. You can sling your whatever. You go over there. Just don't have no murder popping because you fucking up tourism. It's America, bro. It's big business. When a nigga wake up, we can kick up, bro.
Yeah,
you ain't lying about that shit.
No, yeah,
hey, that's, show know what to say.
That's a speech right there that should be uploaded and heard by millions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because y'all had people knowing about New Orleans before Hurricane Katrina and New Orleans Saints and all that. Y'all had people already looking at y'all, man.
I know what it's like for fucking 100 gangbangers to run in the fucking door coming for your life, nigga. You feel me?
Yep.
I know what it's like to have 60 fruit of Islam show up outside your tour bus and tell you that we need donations, bro. I know what it's like. It's a difference. You feel me? It's a difference. This ain't got nothing with ethnicity. This ain't got to do with religion. This ain't got to do with none of that. You feel me? I just seen better, so I know better, so I'm going to do better. That's why I'm here. I ain't about to be made to be no bitch nigga. I'm not about to be that. I'm not about to be the N-word, and I'm definitely not about to be no bitch. Because what I'm doing, dog, stand up, dog, speak your mind. It don't sound right to you. Nah, my nigga, that don't sound right, dog. What the fuck I look like letting you feed me bullshit when I know I want steak? Nigga, you don't taste like no motherfucking steak. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what happened. That ain't what happened, man. That ain't what happened. I go anywhere in this world, homie. I go anywhere in this world. It ain't that men fear me. It's that they respect me, dog. They respect me. And you know what? That respect get me a check. No matter how many years, I'm going to be here, dog. You know, I might be the mayor of New Orleans in 4 years. You feel me? You don't know what I might be. You know what I'm saying? Because I know how to get low to the ground and make it do what it do. Cats ain't teaching each other that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes be like, damn, dog, how come you ain't taking me to sign of no limit? I'm like, my nigga, why would I walk you in the lion's den?
Man, come on.
I'm trying to get my business straight.
Not to interrupt you, I was just going to say, I got another show that ain't even a rap show. It's called The Church of Reality, and we speak about all this shit you're talking about. You need to come on that fucking show.
You know, yeah, you got a lot of knowledge on this shit.
You got a lot of fucking knowledge from experience, I believe, man. I believe, you know, just hearing you speak, you know what I'm saying, I can hear your pain through what you're saying. And I can hear you. I can hear the shit you've been through, and I appreciate you sharing that with all our listeners, man. For real.
I'm drove, my nigga. I got a homie doing 3 licenses, dog, but he told on himself, bro. You feel me? It's real, dog. It's real. I don't know how real can I say, dog. I have not talked to nobody that has died and came back, bro.
Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? It's real, dog.
Hey,
it's real, dog. When people going to keep it funky, dog? We got the elders in New Orleans don't even want to fuck with the young generation because they're so fucking terrified for their life, bro. How the fuck the young ones going to learn anything when you got the elders scared of your ass?
Yeah.
We fucked up, my D. We fucked up. We all the way fucked up, dog. That's why they call it generation loss or generation X. Because it's unknown. You don't even know how long they're going to live. You don't know what they don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck. I got an uncle right now, my dude. I got an uncle right now, 63 years old, in a wheelchair, nigga. So he's slinging dope till he's dead, nigga. You feel me? It's real, homie. It's real. I discovered my first body when I was 7 years old, bro. It's real, homie. It's real. I ain't bragging. I'm making a notation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just keeping it fucking with you, bro. That's why my music and people feel me, dog. That's why they feel me, dog. That's why my life has been spared continuously by God, bro. Because I ain't got time to waste. I ain't got a life to waste, dog. I got people I call my brothers doing letters in 30 years for shit they ain't even do, bro. You know what that means to a motherfucking man that's doing something every day in his life, bro? You know what I'm saying? They got bitches on speed dial that got money to go pick up that now he got to do 30 years of letters.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Say prayer.
We all did, and like you said, man, that's worldwide, man, because we all deal with it, man. I'm from the Chi, but I live in Memphis, and I live in St. Louis now, and I'm constantly dealing with guys, you know, jamming theyself up and sometimes getting jammed up and they had nothing to do with it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, shit, once they get in them systems, sometimes there ain't nothing they can do for them, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, so what can you do? It's like, shit, trying to keep the next motherfucker from going through the same shit. You know, we got a generation of cats not even trying to hear what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? You can tell them everything they won't hear it.
You know why they don't want to hear it? Because it don't taste good. The truth ain't as fun all the time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You let a bitch tell you when your dick hard and you ready to jump in her. You let her tell you go to the store and get a condom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, bitch, damn, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the truth ain't fun. I'm just keeping it 1,000 just to say, like, I'm a man that share all these situations, and I'm quite sure you brothers do too. You feel me? Like, I know factually what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've been new to run my head straight in Chicago. You feel me?
Yeah.
I've been to look at the walls and look at the painting to see what's painted on the walls and know where I'm at. I've been new. They were selling pussy in Cicero. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a dude that's constantly been blessed, dog. I used to be out here stealing bikes as a kid, doing all kind of reckless shit. You feel me? We could be on here for, I know we're not, man. We listen to me. You could buy 30 books and it'll never be enough, bro. You feel me? It'd never be enough, dog. I seen see Murder and Mac overseas right when Tupac died, and I seen the effect that Tupac Snoop Dogg had on overseas, and I saw, man, listen to me, we could have segments, bro. I'd have seen some shit, bro. I'd have seen us in a club when Snoop Dogg performing, and we love Snoop so much they had a dude shot a pistol in the club. You know me, see Murder, Mac, and Cain and Abel and Magic. jumped off the stage, were looking for a motherfucker that had a gun when we ain't had a motherfucking box of popcorn to throw at this dude.
That could have been it for all y'all. Yeah.
As I'm just trying to tell you, so when a man got that type of love and camaraderie, when you look up to somebody, when you're willing to put your life out there for something like that, imagine if you had your shit together, if you knew what life really was about.
Yeah.
You know, if you got that type of courage to jump out there like that, imagine what you could do, you feel me?
Right, can I ask you something on the music side again, though? Oh, go ahead, Fred.
Where was this at when in the club when you guys jumped off the stage?
We were in Germany.
You
wow.
were in Germany? Oh, this shit went down in Germany, see? See, yeah, oh, like you said. Yeah. And what did
homie,
you do? He just pulled out a pistol and shot up in the air?
Nah, he saw Snoop Dogg on stage. He see a gangster. He just thought it was happy, shot his little 25, 22 in the air, and was like, yeah, bitch, you know, yeah, gangster. Wow. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't trying to really hurt nobody, but from stage, all we heard was the pistol go off, and we smelled the gunpowder, so we just reacted. But I'm just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm from New Orleans. That's just how it goes sometimes. I ain't bragging on
yeah.
it. I'm just letting you know, when we do stupid stuff, we done stupid stuff, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been in Germany. Been in Germany and had to be locked up in the back of a tour bus because they're not into letting people of color through certain areas. So the bus driver had to say he didn't have no passengers. And we had to be locked up in the back of the bus and be quiet. And he had to hold the key and say he don't
what
have
the
key.
Fuck? That's horrible. Shit. That's horrible.
It's horrible. But this is the world. This is the world. This is just the world. Just the world, though. You know what I mean?
Fuck
just
DMV,
the world,
man. Fuck that shit.
You know?
That's horrible. Hey, we got a caller, 901, you know what I'm saying, M-Town. What's up, man?
You know what I mean?
It's
901. M-Town, what up? M-Town, what up?
He said, top
P-Line.
Line.
I knew it. Ah.
You got
oh, they over there playing spades or something.
Ah.
Probably want to go through
some comeback. Yeah, y'all on the air? Yeah, they ain't fucking with us.
Yeah, some other shit. They gone.
They sound like
they
playing spades or
seconds,
something.
5 seconds and it's over with.
They hit
him. He was trying to talk her out of some ass. I mean, damn. That like came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
What about, you know what I'm saying, you talk about going on tour with, you know, Snoop and Cain and Abel and everybody. What are some of your memorable moments, you know what I'm saying, maybe without guns being shot off in the air or being forced to sit in the back of a bus by some racist
man.
Fucking Nazi?
One of the most memorable moments had to be when we was in, like, Gary, Indiana, somewhere in the Midwest. I think it was, like, Indiana. I just dropped there with one of their family, and the project was so huge, even though we had headliners and people that was, you know, bigger acts on the label, the people, this big arena was waiting on me to get on stage. That had to be one of the biggest moments of my life when I saw big old banners that there was one of their family in the crowd. Big old banners, you know what I'm saying? When I heard the promoter say, oh, man, they really waiting on Fiend, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that might have changed my watch, baby. It might have changed my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not belittling none of the people that I was with. You know what I'm saying? I started with an awesome cast of entertainers and stars that changed the face of Earth of rap music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm happy to be a part of that. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, that had to be one of the biggest moments of my life. You know, sharing a stage with Mia X. You know, all of the Millers, you know what I'm saying, Sir Big Head, man, rest in peace, Big Head, man.
Yeah, rest
you know what I'm
in peace,
yeah.
Big Head, man.
You know what I mean? Like, just all these cool people. Hey, rest in peace, Mr. Magic and his wife, too, man.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
saying?
Horrible.
One of the coldest spitters ever, too.
Yeah, bro.
You know, one
yeah,
of the coldest
man.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah,
had to
like
be one of the best moments.
Well, that's real.
I was going to ask you, what's your take on Mystical being out now? Like, you got plans on... I'm a big Mystical fan, you know what I'm saying? Especially his early shit all the way up until when he got locked up. But, like, you got any plans with doing some stuff with Mystical, man? Because niggas
we
waiting on that
right
nigga
now.
To hit the streets, man. For real.
Yeah, we got a drink. You can go online right now. I got a joint with him and Lil Wayne called Paper Cuts. And I got another joint with him. I got a few joints. Open the door, baby. The key is in the bag. You know what I'm saying?
to keep him in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to say, like, I got joints with him, and we constantly record. You know, he's signed Cash Money. He's just doing his thing. He's a great guy, bro. You know, he's been through a whole lot, too, bro. Like, I not only got love for these people, I love these people that we're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how I look, I love these people, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I made a few hours with him, but I got great relationships with these people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm proud of him to this day, bro. You know, it's just being incarcerated is not an easy task for no man, no woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this dude went in there, did these years, and came back home like it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? He's still, you know, at it. He's dope as he want to be. The album that I heard on him, he had a story, man. I sure wish that the story would have got out there, but, you know what I'm saying? The people are they still in tune, man. They got such a surprise for them when he tells his story in his on his house, what happened to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice. I was going to ask you who some of your go ahead, Prez. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you mentioned Lil Wayne. Now you've seen Lil Wayne come up, you know what I'm saying, from the early days, you know what I'm saying, Cash Money. I mean, when he was just a kid, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old. What's your take on dude now pretty much cross-dressing?
You know what? I got love for Wayne, man. I'm going to be real with you. I don't pay attention heavy to his outfits, but I hear him get a lot of slack for, you know, women's clothing and stuff like that. I don't know what to say, man. You know what I mean? Like, rock and rollers, you know what I'm saying, that was from Great Britain or the UK, you know, they was waking up the next day after being with however many lady friends, and these dudes are so wild, they was waking up and not knowing where their clothes was and just slipping on those girls' jeans. Going on stage, the next city, wearing these jeans, and the women thinking, oh, my God, he's so nice looking. He got any tight jeans, but not knowing, he just left from the last city before them wearing a women's pair of jeans. You know what I'm saying?
He's a
fag. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what to say. I know Wayne is a dope MC, one of the dopest MCs. He's an unbelievable father. You know what I'm saying? And he's a real good friend of mine. I couldn't tell you what life is like where he's at right now, per se. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know what it's like to be sitting with that many M's in my account. I don't know what it's like to have been through an incarceration like he has been through. Certain things I just can't relate to. So I really, you know, I can't pinpoint the dressing. And
right.
I don't know what his mind is just to keep his house in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta agree with you too. I don't know either, but you know what I'm saying, my brother Soulja Q Minotti's on the line, man. Now I had him come on and spit for KLC and spit for Mr. Servon, and both of them were in complete agreement with this cat, man. Soulja, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, you care, Fiend, if he spits a little something for you? I want to get your reaction.
I've been set up for it, so he knows what's wrong.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you first, look, I grew up on all y'all, bro. You know, I got number of respect for your Fiend, number love for you, bro. I grew up on all y'all, bro. When my cousin died, it was, you know, but at the same time, I still got number love. But look, here you go, look. You know what's supposed to happen, you can hear it in my lyrics. I know what's supposed to happen. You can feel it in my spirit. So don't be ridiculous. The new world gon' feel me, cause I only fear God. And I know Satan can't kill me. He can only make it hard. Every day I wake up, I think of paper. Some days I might be broke, but I'm still a chaser. See success around the corner, and baby, I'm closer. I can see you making headed to my front door. Been trapped in this hole for so long. I done walked the dark side of the road on my own. You could dismiss me with the bullshit and listen before you jump the gun and catch one in your kidneys. That was just a little something. But look, I'm going to give you another one before you think about leaving. Look, when you go on YouTube and you put my name, Fiend, I want you to remember this. Look, you hear me?
Yeah.
You ready, Fiend?
I'm ready, man. Catch
you can hear me?
All.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Here you go. This real pain right here. Look, I know it ain't nothing wrong when the man cries. Especially when he feel that pain when his man die. All he think is fatal thoughts of it, but the killer heartbreaking.
AKA can't trigger finger shaking. So much evil in this wicked place. We call hurt. We can't look for sanctuary because they judge us in the church. Man, it hurts to see my fucking city in the dirt. Got a clutch on these failed niggas because killing getting worse. Devil, look me in my eyes so you won't see defeat. Lord, hear my prayer and rain your blessing on the weak. As you can see, it ain't no sympathy in these streets. It's everybody for themselves and everybody gotta eat. Feel my movement and watch it expand. Follow me as I foresee the God land and be blessed by God hand. I'm a thug surrounded by convicted felons. My titan talk, could they quick to bust a nigga watermelon? Tell me living in the land of aggression. How could I keep the cope steady when a day is less than the Armageddon? When thugs cry, you see their blood. When God cry, you see a flood. When he piss, he pull the plug. Show no love to my enemies, my so-called friend of me. Can't wait to see the fucking end of me, but feel my energy. And never question what's energy. Please believe. I shoot to prove my integrity. Niggas think I'm a ghost. Hoes say I can float. My head up gossip because I got the fucking game by the throat. Niggas think I'm a ghost.
There we go. Hey, man, he don't stop, man. Fiend. Man, what's your thoughts on that, brother, man?
It's nice. He got that soldier case, too. That's dope, man. That's dope, bro. Keep it up, bro.
Man, stay out of trouble, little bro. I always tell you, man. You know I always tell you, stay out of trouble.
Stay out of trouble.
I
want to
see you get
them
plaques, man.
Man, well, look, I thank you for everything, Prez Fiend, bro. Man, look me up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know it's hard in New Orleans. You know how it is out here, man. Whatever you can do to help me out, bro, I respect your son to the fullest. You heard me? It's, you know? Yeah, it's number love
to your
fans.
I'm going to look you up on YouTube. And, you know what I'm saying? I know we'll get a chance to meet face to face soon.
Man, yeah. I hope so, baby.
I'll send some music out his way, man. And I know you'll be working with Servon and KLC real soon. So keep doing your things, Soldier. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Yeah, I love you too, Pratt.
Much love, man. That's a real dude right there, man. But Fiend, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna end this segment, man. We're gonna play one more song of yours. But before we play it, I just wanna. You know, get some final thoughts on you real quick. What's your final thoughts on, you know what I'm saying, uniting the rap game? Let me just put it that way. What's your final thoughts on uniting the rap game in 2013 to where we can get some of the OGs come together, you know what I'm saying, from, like we said, from the golden era. Let's get some dudes to put some egos down. I know you ain't one of them dudes with the egos because you have worked with people and you've continued to work with people all the years. But how can we get motherfuckers to come together and maybe start, you know, revive that golden era?
It's going to take somebody to clean house, man. It's going to take somebody to clean house, and they're going to have to find a way to make it lucrative for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Before they get really reached back like that. You know, money is definitely key things moving and makes the world around as well. I think that I think it already started majorly, bro, by TDE, and I think it started majorly by Cash Money Sign, Mr. Cool. I think that it started by that dude Kendrick getting MC8 on his album. You know what I mean? Like, it's constantly showing, doing too. You know, Young Dog doing songs with me. You know what I mean? Young cats constantly, you know, reaching out, want to be joints. It's happening. It's just not happening on that major scale. So when they get the video to push to make the 85% of the world at Def Jam Online, they're like, oh, okay, that's what's popping. You know what I'm saying? So I commend people like Cash Money Records still being relevant, you know what I'm saying, through the mix of the turmoil, all the things that goes through in business. You know what I'm saying? Big business is mostly tax write-offs. You know what I'm saying? And I totally get it. You know what I'm saying? I totally get it. I want people that are listening, if you're concerned with the future of hip hop, visit my website, www.fiendigital.com. Follow me on Twitter, Fiend for the Money, FIEND, the number 4, VA Money. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Instagram, INT Jones, which is International Jones. And, you know, just pay attention, man. And, you know what you like. So speak up about it. You know, just don't go with it. Just go with it. You know, if you don't like it, share your opinion, man. I don't really care for that. Keep it moving. You ain't got to drown in the hate. Just let them
I don't like that swagging shit. That's what I call swag shit. Swagging.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Move to the side and let somebody
else get through here.
Don't touch me, motherfucker.
Yeah, but hey, man, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on the show, such short notice. They want to follow you on Twitter. We got the website. What's the Twitter?
Twitter is Fiend for the Money. FIEND. The number 4, DA Money. Fiend for the Money.
Fiend for the Money. Definitely, definitely. And thank you for, calling in. And, we'll have you on in the future, man. Definitely. Anytime you drop, man, just hit us up, man. We'll have you on. Matter of fact, one more thing we do is we do roundtables. Like the other day, we had Mr. Servon on with JT Money, Marvelous, DJ Ready Red of the Ghetto Boys, and a few other people, at the same time. Would you be interested in something like that, getting on with other legends from around the country?
Of course.
That's what I'm talking about, definitely, definitely. Well, thank you for coming on the show, man. You take care and, have a great weekend, bro.
Y'all the two, man. Stay safe, man.
That's what it is, man. Definitely. Definitely, man. Shout out to Fiend, man. He came through. He's definitely holding it down. So bring on Mac, man. What happened to Mac? Hey, what up, Mac?
Man, I'm still over here laughing, and you played my favorite sound clip. Don't
Which
touch
one?
Me, motherfucker.
Yeah, Fiend like that, shit. Too. Fiend, when he was talking about Lil Wayne, what did I play? I forget that, man. somebody, he's a faggot or something. If that's his people, whatever, I understand. But at the same token, I can't fuck with that shit. That's why I play those sound effects. So anybody out there wondering why I play those sound effects weren't for Fiend. I wasn't calling Fiend a fag because I know how people are going to get shit twisted. I was calling Lil Wayne a faggot. Write that and print it. You kiss another man on the lips, or you wear some funky ass clothes, you're a faggot. So I don't want people to think I was disrespecting Fiend, man. That dude's a legend, man. I grew up off his music. And, man, he said some real shit tonight, though, man. When he was talking about people dying and seeing people incarcerated and all kinds of shit like that, man, it's definitely a moment in Murder Master Music history. What I'm saying? A definite moment in the Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio history right there. And, also, too, what the fuck is up with P, man? You heard him. He ain't saying nothing about Master P.
Yeah.
And apparently Master P saying shit about him every chance he gets. He could have ripped him a new asshole, but that's how I am. If you talk shit on me like this faggot, I'm not even going to give him no fucking fame. I just want to say something to this motherfucker. I'm going to say by his rap name because he's a fucking bitch. His name is Cap, okay? Not Cap 1 from Chicago. Not Cap 1 from Detroit. This is another guy named Cap. He's out of the state of the Midwest somewhere. He got on my boy's page talking some shit out of pocket for no reason. He was actually even on the compilation. I put him on the compilation as a favor to a friend. I want to tell you something, Mr. Cap, whatever the fuck your name is. You're a motherfucking bitch. Don't tell me that I need to be in fear of your crew or anything. I'm a fucking man. I'm 35 years old. You went on my boy's page and disrespected him for no fucking reason. You don't even know the man. He made it. He made a post on his page. He could say whatever the fuck he wants to say. And you want to get on his page talking shit. I'm going to tell you something right now. Ain't nobody too far away from any of us.
He didn't know motherfuckers from worldwide was finna respond on his ass either. He wasn't knowing that. He thought he was just gonna say some slick shit and get away with it. But what these motherfuckers don't know, when you fuck with UGS, don't think it's just like three or four isolated motherfuckers. We all over this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we don't never just come out attacking motherfuckers. We just state what we feel and state what we see, and motherfuckers choose to get butthurt off of it. But then when people say what they say, we ain't supposed to say nothing. Fuck y'all. We say what the fuck we want to say. You know what I'm saying? And especially if you come to one of our pages, don't get all butthurt and start reporting motherfucking comments and all that old weak ass shit. But then you want to send threats and shit.
It was a holy roller, dude. My brother made a comment about You know what I'm saying, how God is whack, his thoughts of God. You know what I'm saying? Just like me, my thoughts of God are your thoughts of God. You know, personally, you know what I'm saying, I'm not an atheist. I don't know if there is a God. I just don't know. I'm not that intelligent to fucking figure out what the fuck created us. But I damn sure know it wasn't some blue-eyed, blonde-haired dude in the Middle East who's supposed to have brown eyes and brown hair. You know what I'm saying? Y'all believe what you want. I don't give a fuck. I'm not here to sit and criticize what everybody else is doing. But we all have our own beliefs. You know what I'm saying? Sick has his beliefs. He could believe whatever the fuck he... If he wants to believe in Dracon and the lizard men, fucking... fine. Or if you want to believe in whatever the fuck. Buddha, Allah, Jesus, fucking Mithra, the blue eight-legged Indian woman that flies around and eats people like a spider. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But when you say shit on your page, like, you know, praise Jesus, thank you, God, for another day, and this, and that, cool. I'm never going to intrude and come on and say, fuck your Jesus, or fuck your God. I'm not going to get on your page and disrespect your beliefs. But if I post something on my page, you damn sure better not get on my fucking page and disrespect what the fuck I believe. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm trying to get all my craziness out of me, man, before I bring out my brother. But how you doing, motherfucker?
Shocker. God, you know what it is. It's a shocker.
You all right?
Yeah,
you over
man,
there in the Bay,
out
the Bay Area on this lovely Friday evening.
Oh, right now it's a nice, lovely light blue in the sky, turning dark blue, and I can't tell because I'm off of codon and tons of fucking weed. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
He's out there, man.
KFYB. Yeah, but yeah, I got to say, man, you know, old buddy boy didn't go fuck himself. I give the fuck, really. I said something about God. Because I think God's corny. I think the whole concept of God being corny is, God in the sky. And he didn't go fuck himself because he got hurt by it, man. It's just your usual fucking religious response. Whenever you criticize one of your fucking imaginary friends, you're going to have some Bible humper to get mad and fucking get out about it right away. So whatever,
yeah.
Man. Have fun.
And not all of them are like that, too. I want to stress that.
Yeah.
Not every one of them are like that.
Yeah.
Some people
and all the other Christian cats that are good.
Come and attack you, basically. You know, or same thing with, you know, Brother Skinny. He made a post, you know, very similar post. I remember when Mario, when Skinny posted the fucking Horus the Sun God. Mario called us, how the hell y'all say fuck the Illuminati when y'all worship Osiris and this or whatever
call
the fuck.
Egyptian or some shit.
Egyptian God.
Oh,
I don't worship no Egyptian nothing. I don't know what Bigfoot.
Right. I ain't never been to Egypt. Never been to Egypt.
Yeah.
I've been to hot-ass St. Louis, but I ain't been to hot-ass Egypt.
None of us have the type of knowledge to know where the fuck we came from. I tell you where I think we came from. I think we came from another planet. That's my only thing, because this planet is completely fucked up because of us. You know what I'm saying? I don't see. You know, I mean, before the human monster, I'm sure shit grew freely. Animals weren't as extinct as they are today, and the air was definitely a lot cleaner. But it shouldn't be a point to where we have to fight each other over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It shouldn't, just because if I want to be a atheist or a realist, as I call myself a realist because I look at things from a fucking subjective perspective versus automatic. Oh yeah, I love God. Oh yeah, Monica.
Yeah, and if people don't know, and if people don't know by now, and for you motherfuckers that's listening or gonna listen later on, if you and our friends list. Don't be hopping up on no motherfucking pages talking shit, because attack mode is always in session. We don't give a fuck about getting banned off Facebook and all of that shit, because we'll be right back the fuck on anyway. So we don't give a fuck about that shit. Think long and hard before you start commenting if you wear thong ass motherfucking drawers, because if you wear thongs and you on some old what you call it moist tendencies, you might get offended by pictures that I post or any of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking Facebook, you fucking idiots.
Yeah,
that's
real shit, man.
Cat dude who did comment, I could have gone for hours on you. I could have wrote sentences and made fun of your goofy pictures. I did because I have better things to do. But if
One, you don't know what I could do to your bitch ass. I'll look at your pictures and start commenting on each one, and I'll just fuck with you all day long. Not just you, but your family members. You see, the way I do it, I'm not going to speak for UGS as a whole because it's bad what I do. When I don't like you, I'll start making fun of your family. Exactly. Shout out to Tony over there. I'll make fun of your family, your kids, your ugly ass kids, if you have ugly kids, which you probably you do. I'm not saying you do or don't, but you have kids. There's a 90% chance they're a bunch of ugly, big-headed fucks. So fuck your children. or any kids in your family. So you're lucky I can do that. I'm being nice. Whatever. Fuck your children and your family. Bunch of abortions. All of them.
Yeah. I was actually very proud of you, Six. You showed a remarkable amount of restraint.
The shocker.
Yeah. But man, yeah, we've all been going through some shit lately. I want to shout out Debbie and Michael. I was on the show the other day. Yeah, shit's been crazy. Fuck Getty Images. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't getting shit from me because you know, for one, just go fuck yourself. You know, fuck you. Fuck anybody that's got a problem with us. You know what I'm saying? Fuck this cap dude. You know what I'm saying? He ain't worth this. He ain't worth it. But
fucking show number one. He ain't fit with his zilch.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a week. You know, the Mafia 6 show, it didn't go as planned. And nobody reported it, but guess what, y'all motherfuckers? It still got hella downloads, hella plays, regardless. But, you know,
I'll put it this way. As far as the Mafia 6, when they started doing other radio shows and shit, you were the one who did this shit first, so fuck everybody else.
We
did it first.
You're right. We were the first to have all five of them together on a fucking radio show since 2000. You know what I'm saying? Because Coop left the group in 2000, and you know what I'm saying? The five of them haven't been together on anything since. So, you know what I'm saying? If anything, we could say that. But, you know, fuck Gangsta Boo, though. She still needs to shit the pizza box. Six, you got that little Caesar's ready.
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah.
I got a nice. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna demote her. She can't even have a Little Caesar's pizza box. She won't get a crazy bread bag. You got a Little Caesar's crazy bread bag.
Anything for Paul. All we gotta do is get Paul to ask her to do it, and she'll do it. Anything for Paul.
I think Coop might have gave her worms at one point in time too. So you better watch out. Some long ass tapeworms might come out of her asshole. So,
we gotta have Raptor Man on standby to steal off the bag with some animal containment when it's type.
Raptor Man, right. Raptor Man. He is a fucking savage.
I wish
savage.
DJ Villain had to call in and talk to Coop.
Yeah,
Villain got issues
with
that boy.
Coop was that dude was high on some type of rock or something because he was on speakerphone just shouting out random bullshit. I don't even know what the fuck he said. You know what I'm saying? Props to Lord Infamous because Lord was actually being hella cool with us. Paul was being cool, you know. Definitely Crunchy.
Crunchy, as always.
You know what I'm saying? Juicy J is probably right now sucking a dick somewhere. So fuck him.
Bands make him dance.
I can't see. I can't.
He probably
see
got
how you
Wiz Khalifa probably got him doing a jig right now.
Fuck him. He's a sweet pickle kisser. He ain't shit.
I can't see how you go from Who Got Them Nines to Trippy Mang, whatever the. I don't even know.
I'd go from body parts to sucking on dick, pretty much.
Oh yeah, I want to say Sony Music. Go fuck yourself. Take me off your list. Today I just got a package in the mail from Sony Music, and it contained the new J. Cole CD, which is already going to be Rappin' Ass Rob gift. I'm not even gonna. I was gonna smash it, but I didn't want to feel like the Reverend Calvin Butts or Dionne Warwick, but I'm not gonna do that. So I'll just give it to Rob, let him get his groove on to some fake shit, and. Quit sending me this swagger shit. By now, you motherfuckers should know I quit. I quit being a journalist for the mainstream 3 years ago. I don't cover mainstream music. Send me money. Send me a check. Fuck you. Other than that, fuck it.
We'll cover some mainstream music once they let C Murder out, and he bring out the hardest gangster shit in the world, and then he major. Then we'll cover major music. Other than that, it won't be no motherfucking ASAP Rocky or ASAP Ferg or the other motherfuckers or no Little Bitch. Or no motherfucking Kanye West. None of that gay shit that motherfuckers want to do cartwheels and take pictures of butterflies and all this old other fun boy ass shit. We ain't trying to do that shit over here. We got motherfuckers really going through the struggle and really still out here dealing with the people, man. Prez, I can't take none of that shit, man. Way Fiend was saying, he's sick of this and sick of that. I'm sick of this shit. I want to listen to the regular radio every now and then, but I can't even listen to it. I can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't even get the feeling to listen to regular radio that we used to get when we was young, tuning in, and everybody had their certain DJ, his mix better than. Man, the mixes that even the old, when they say they playing the old school mix, listen to some of the old school mixes that they playing. The songs that they playing is the most fruitiest songs that was out back then that nobody listened to then.
I'll tell you, the other day I turned on the radio, and I was so fucking happy because you know what I heard on the radio? It got my blood pumping. It got me wanting to fucking kill a motherfucker. I heard Eye of the Goddamn Tiger, and that's 10 times better than any fucking thing you're going to hear on the fucking radio nowadays. 10 times better. You know what I'm saying? And not long after that, I heard Burning Heart. So shout out to Survivor. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rocky. You know, fuck it. Not ASAP Rocky. I'm talking about Rocky Balboa, you little preschool children that don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? I would much rather listen to a Rocky soundtrack. I'd even go fucking like American Psycho and listen to fucking Phil Collins before I listen to the goddamn ASAP Rocky.
I like to see an old school Rocky club the shit out of motherfucking ASAP Rocky. Just ball rock his ass.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather listen to some corny 80s fucking rock and roll bullshit music. You know what I'm saying? Minus the gay shit like fucking, what's that faggot's name that they kidnap people in his basement? Yeah, definitely. Speaking of KFYB, before we close this show out, what do you guys got planned for tomorrow? I mean, or what can you tell us? We got the big show tomorrow, or is it we going in on some fat fucks?
I agree with the rule that we really can't make prank calls anymore. But you know, there are other ways around that shit. So we'll see what we do on Saturday. As always, loose format. We can tell people off. The usual business we can review around it, man. And a bunch of mixed music from all kinds of other fucking artists. You know, all kinds.
And like you always say, six. For you motherfuckers that's listening, man, what do y'all want to hear on KFYB? You know what I'm saying? We give y'all the opportunity to email us show ideas, you know what I'm saying?
We are trying to open up our fucking things. We do have a new email to hit up KFYB at UGSforLife.com, or it could be KFYB Radio. Either of those, hit them up at UGSforLife.com. If you want your show ideas, or if you want to come on and tell a goofy story and see if we believe it and we don't trash you, you can do that shit too.
If you talk about big black eight-legged crabs with red eyes,
we'll bring you on. Yeah.
Yeah, bring it on. Or being thrown 50 feet across your barn.
And 16, a picture of the Jersey Devil. We've been already spotting these motherfucking water tangers.
He's coming
AKA
to get you,
the jackalopes.
Oh man, yeah. Hanging out with the Walford Tanger, that infamous beard of the Walford Tanger that's just popping around everywhere. Shit, that jackalope's a motherfucker. Be on the lookout for sure, listeners.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace to Tony Soprano, man. That was a shocker.
Out
of nowhere. Shit.
Yeah.
He's only 51, man. That's pretty young, man.
It's like how the fucking series ended. It's like he's cut off.
Oh, well, he loved it, man. He loved his Italian food. I mean, the tiramisu and the fucking beef raviolis, it did him in, I guess. You know. Hell of a mobster. I mean, he could probably have been a mobster at one point in time. You know, he played the part so well, kind of like Joe Pesci. I mean, there's people still afraid of Joe Pesci to this day, and he's like 70 years old. So, thanks for tuning in, guys. Appreciate you guys for being on the show, and everybody that's going to download the show, thank you. And Cap, go fuck your mother, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'll see you someday.
UGS for life, you bitches.
UGS for life. MatthewLife.com. Free Gangsta Crow. Rest in peace, Matthew. And fuck everybody else. We out.
Yeah, fuck your mothers and your children.
And your grandparents. Fuck them all.
Yeah, your goofy grandparents.
Right.